with a wise staff. Mama bought me one, give a dime for it one time. That's the only thing that I ever remember.
That's like a slingshot?
Yeah.
So?
We called it a nigger shooter. And you put a rock in there and shoot a bird, you know.
Oh. Did you have anything that you maybe built or anything to ride on? Did you have a swing?
Oh, yeah. We'd go to the woods and cut us a vine. And it'd run plump to the top of the tree, and you catch a tree where it wouldn't have no limb, and maybe there'd be a big hollow over here, and you'd run on it and jump over and swing, and the vine would go around you and you'd catch the ground around there.
Oh, you know, one of the men in our neighborhood, we live in a suburban neighborhood outside Atlanta, one of the men had a big pine tree, and he climbed, it must have gone 20 feet up in the tree, and attached a rope, chain, something, I don't know what it is, and put a big rubber tire on it. Mm-hmm. And it's a long, long thing. And the children can stand on his patio and get in the tire and swing around the tree. Every kid in that neighborhood, you know, they've got $75 bicycles, they have everything in the world. And they'll get in that tire and play for hours, and there's a line over there every afternoon to swing on that rubber tire. Mm-hmm. And they come away with bruises and scars from hitting the tree and bouncing off. Did you ever have, did you ever take a board and put it across a stump or across something and go up and down?
Seesaw?
Yeah, when the children are doing that, you say they're...
Well, I'd say they seesaw, and that's all I know.
Okay. Did you ever have a long, limber plank that you put on, that you supported at each end and then you jumped up and down on it?
I don't think so.
Okay. What about something that you attached in the middle that went round and round?
Well, that was some kind of a flying jet. Ain't that what we call them on?
Yeah.
Put them on a stump, you know, put a post in the ground and drive a pin in there and get that thing started running.
Kid on each end, or maybe two or three kids on each end, round and round.
Do you have those when you were growing up?
Yeah, flying jammies, call them.
When you, in this house where you lived when you were growing up, how did they go about cleaning the floor?
Oh, they just brushed it with a, sweeped it with a broom and poured soap suds on there. Maybe they decided to do it the day they washed. Take them soap suds and pour them on that floor. Scrub it that way.
Did ever use sand?
No, I don't think we ever used no sand. But we used to go to the branch, to a spring to wash and took water out of the branch and have built a fire or wash pot up on the bank. And, you know, and Mom would wash the clothes and we'd put them in there and boil them.
Heat the water, scrub them on the scrub board, make lye soap, make soap at home.
Did you ever hear cleaning the floor called fouling the floor?
No, I don't think so.
All right. If the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you might say to somebody, hey, go.
Go shut the door.
The outside part of the house, say this, the white part of your house out here, you'd call that?
What do you call that? The wall, that's what we call it.
Do you call it the frame part of the outside, anything particular?
No.
Weatherboarding or?
Yeah, that's what it is, weatherboarding.
Is it weather, you call it weatherboarding rather than siding or?
Well, that's what we call this siding. That's what we call this.
Drop siding.
Drop siding?
Yeah, drop siding. That's, you see, it's made in a way that it's smooth all the way up on the inside and drops over on the outside.
Oh, I see. Was that different from weatherboarding?
Yeah, weatherboarding, you see. Weatherboarding just drops over and there's a notch comes in between it there.
Oh, I see.